Another trial that's really interesting, I think, in the neoadjuvant setting that's coming out is the NSABP B40 study, which has several different chemotherapeutic regimens building on docetaxel plus or minus bevacizumab. Same kind of strategies as what you're talking about, looking inside the tumor, looking at pathologic complete response. What are your thoughts about that trial?
I think these new agents that may be even more effective in small disease burden settings, bringing those up to the front is terrific. Although one has to be circumspect, as Dr. Sledge said yesterday, well, the whole premise of the angiogenic agents is that they're going to normalize blood vessels and allow delivery of chemotherapy. But if you have one lonely tumor cell sitting there, how is it going to be affected by this? On the other hand, I often think about these agents somewhat like Rapunzel in the tower. Okay, so this little lonely tumor cell doesn't really yet need blood vessels to nourish itself. It can through diffusion and other parameters. But even if it does decide to send out and grow, it's going to be blocked. Okay, so obviously, getting these new agents that may be more effective in small disease settings into the small tumor burden setting where we have big payoffs, I think that's terrific.